So you've heard the term brand voice, but it's not clear exactly what that means. This is something that I absolutely specialize in as the founder of a branded copywriting boutique. So today I'm going to explain both what it is and also walk you through my process for crafting a unique brand voice for each and every one of my clients that's true to you, but also connects with your ideal customers. So join me. Welcome to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name's Emma, and I'm the founder of a boutique agency specializing in branded copywriting and content writing for small and medium-sized businesses. I know from experience working with hundreds of businesses of all shapes and sizes that compassionate, client-centered copy and content ultimately does three incredibly powerful things. One, it helps your ideal client by matching them to a product or service that's going to improve their life. Two, it positions you as the guy they think of first and trust wholeheartedly. And three, it actually improves conversion and retention for a thriving business long term. Are you excited to stand out to more of the clients you adore? Let's dive into some content and copy. Welcome back to Emma Givens Content and Copy. My name is Emma. I am the founder of a branded copywriting boutique based here in Toronto, but we work with clients all over the world. And what they tend to have in common is that they're either premium service-based business owners or they are product-based business owners, particularly when it comes to selling items that bring a lot of joy to people's lives. Jewelry, food, wine. An example I gave the other day was tiny homes. So you're particularly well taken care of if you're in one of those categories on this channel. But this is going to be useful for copywriters as well as anyone who's running a business. So we specialize in doing this for our clients. And if that's something that you're interested in, then be sure to check out the link in the description below if you're on YouTube. And if you're on the podcast, then you'll see it in the show notes. But you'll also be able to use this video to start to understand how you might also craft your own brand voice or start to develop your own system for doing so for clients. It's very, very in-depth when you really get down to it, but we're going to cover the bases today so that you really understand what's involved. Now, let's start with an important question, which is, what is a brand voice? So a brand voice, one way of describing it would be that it's the unique personality that your business takes on in writing. And so it's comprised of things like the cadence, how quickly you speak. Are you using short sentences? Are you using longer sentences? When you're looking at a whole email, do you have giant paragraphs? Do you have individual little paragraphs? It also involves things like the tone. So is it more of like a formal or an informal tone? Is it like the friend or is it like a professor speaking to a student? None of these are necessarily wrong. It just depends on your brand's personality. It also goes into the nuances of whether you use contractions or not. Like what kinds of grammar do you utilize? How closely do you pay attention to the rules of grammar and how often do you break them and why? It also involves things like there's so many different things that come into it, but things like the word choice. So are you pretending that you're speaking to someone who's in third grade? Does it need to be really, really basic? And that's not a bad thing, because if you're speaking to someone at a third grade level, you know you can sell to the everyday consumer. Or are your people way more specialized? Do you sell just to lawyers primarily? So you can use more advanced language. That's something that they dominate and are familiar with. So all of these are good examples of how brand voice is constructed. It involves things like tone, cadence, specific word choice, etc. But essentially, it's your ability to convey a unique personality through the words on the page or the words in scripts, for example, if you script out podcasts or script out videos ahead of time. So one of the ways that I describe a brand voice and why it's so useful when I work with my clients is that it's a lingua franca. It's a common language between you or your business, depending on the size of the business, and your ideal customer. So you both have your own languages. You both have different things that you're comfortable with and familiar with, emotions that you're experiencing. You're coming from at least slightly different places. Even if you're just like them, but like 10 years in the future, you're still coming from slightly different places. So you're still gonna need a common language. And that is really your brand voice. It is not just your voice as the founder, but that plays into it. It is not just the business's voice and what the business wants to say and how it wants to look. Absolutely, it must create a common language between your voice as a business or a business owner, as an individual, and the ideal customers. You have to find a common language. It's the only way it's gonna work. Super, and when it works, it's super, super effective. It's priceless, the power of a unique brand voice. All right, so I'm gonna make it easy for you to understand the basis of how we construct our brand voices for our clients. And the first step is to do an in-depth ideal customer or client avatar exercise, but we do it the right way. We don't just do demographics, we actually go into psychographics, which tells us a lot more about their psychological state, where they are on their journey. And this is covered in detail in a YouTube video on the channel. And that video is called, I checked, it's called, Are You Tired of the Same Old Ideal Customer Avatar Exercise? And you'll see it linked to this episode, so you'll be able to find it really easily. Connected is the second thing. Knowing what level of awareness your ideal customer is at. This is another one where I'm gonna send you to a very detailed and really, really great, I really, really like this video, called The 5 Levels of Customer Awareness. And of course, they were created by Eugene Schwartz, an amazing copywriter who really has shaped copywriting through the second half of the 20th century and into the 21st century. This is something that a lot of writers overlook when they, like, especially when you're coming from more of a freelance background, you want to dive into client projects, but it makes all the difference in the world in terms of making sure that you achieve your goals. So if your goal is to sell, if you're just explicitly writing a sales page and conversion is the number one thing that you're focusing on, you need to know what level of awareness that they're at in order to take them on the right psychological journey to get that end result. Priceless. And it's really important when deciding on how you're going to talk to your ideal audience. So it's a critically important piece that we always include in the brand voice design process, let's say. So I highly recommend you go check out that video as well. That's going to be linked to this episode too. Next, the third thing that we do is we map out their ideal customer's journey. So from where they are now to meeting you, to engaging with you, to buying from you, to the results of that and how they might continue the relationship. So we go through every single stage of essentially on that journey. And you can also potentially go through cycles. Like if you're selling something specifically to past clients, their level of awareness, for example, is going to be way more advanced. It's basically going to be level 5, most likely. And the result is that the story, the journey that you write is going to be quite different than the journey of someone who's never worked with you before. But that being said, who is your ideal customer? They're all gonna have a very similar journey. Where are they finding you? How do you connect with them? What do they buy from you first? All these components are an important piece of the journey. And this is something we can definitely go into more detail on in another video or another podcast episode in the future. A resource you might wanna check out if you want to learn more about this at this exact moment is the book, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Always in the description of YouTube videos and in the show notes on a podcast, you'll see that I put a link to my bookshop.org store. This is because I prefer, rather than linking you guys to Amazon, these are affiliate links typically, just so that you know. Instead of linking you guys out to Amazon or like these big questionable organizations, I really like Bookshop because it's all sourced from individual, like independently owned bookshops. So I feel better about it. I think you feel better about it. At the moment that I'm recording this, it's sending you directly to the US-based store. And there's also a British store and a Spanish store that you should be able to connect with as well. But either way, you'll be able to see all the books that I recommend in some different categories like brand messaging, copywriting on my bookshelf. So go check out that link and you'll see all my recommendations. Even if you end up going and buying them somewhere else, I just really strongly recommend them. And Building a Story Brand is a perfect one when trying to design your ideal customer journey. Okay, now fourth thing that we do, and not necessarily that it has to be number 4 in order, but before we move on to more about you, we're still focusing on the ideal customer. And we like to, whenever possible, mine existing customer reviews for those gems. So how do they describe their pain? How do they describe the benefit of your product? How do they feel after it? Like all of those really invaluable actual examples of their voices. We use them because they're probably going to resonate with other people as well. So however they described your product, consider using that. And of course, they're useful for testimonials, but you're gonna wanna see the exact words that they use as well. If you have never put out your business before, if you're just about to launch, it's okay that you don't have this right now. You could potentially look at reviews for similar products and services and how they describe them, what problems they came into contact with that yours solve. It can really help inform the decisions that you make around brand voice, but this is particularly an important step when you have some established products and services that you've gotten some feedback on, particularly if it's organic and they don't necessarily know that you're gonna be looking at it. So if you, for example, if you do post all of your products on Amazon, on an Amazon store, then they're not necessarily thinking that you're gonna see the review. So those can be extra valuable because they're just super honest. Next, and this is something that we focus on heavily in our process at Emma Givens Content and Copy, is understanding your brand archetype mix. And I'm gonna show you some resources. This is where it makes the most sense to work with someone who's very experienced in this, because we actually have a process and we decide on different storytelling techniques depending on what your dominant archetype is, which is kind of like, as the founder, it would be like your most actualized self, who you want to be, who you have become as an adult. Your conditioned type, which is similar to like the adolescent self, the you that you thought you had to be to be accepted by other people. And it may have taught you lessons, but ultimately we're not trying to focus on it so much. We're focusing on the dominant one instead. And the inherent archetype. And that is kind of how you were born. I'm sure there's a ton of benefits and there were a ton of downfalls that came along with it, but it can really show us, like, you don't have to try for that. That's just in there. And then the conditioned one, we want to move away from. The dominant one, we want to embrace fully. And it's really, really important to be consciously aware. Otherwise, you will almost always fall into the conditioned one. And that is a problem. If you're looking at learning about this for yourself, to do it yourself, like I said, you're in for a lot, but it's very, very valuable. And this is probably a good book to use. So it's The Hero and the Outlaw, Building Extraordinary Brands Through the Power of Archetypes by Margaret Mark and Carol S. Pearson. I really, really like this book. It goes through the 12 main archetypes. And let me back up a step and explain that the 12 archetypes that we tend to use in branding and brand voice work are the archetypes from Carl Jung, who was a psychoanalyst in the early 20th century. And basically across cultures and across time periods, he saw these common story figures, common archetypes that show up. So for example, the magician, the sage, the lover, these show up across time periods and cultures, the hero. And we use this now. This is not like a niche thing. This is like all major marketing agencies use this. Like Coca-Cola is the innocent and they know it and they actively use it. It's why they have polar bears in their commercials and Santa Claus looks Coca-Cola colors. You know, they've embraced it and use it to their advantage. So archetypes are absolutely critical. And to just know those main 12, and that's honestly what most people just use, this book is absolutely perfect for that. It will give you examples of brands that have really embraced their archetype. And it will also show you some of the potential business troubles that businesses with a certain archetype could run into. Something really unique about this book is that they go in quite a bit of depth as to how the archetype of a business could actually impact business decisions and also potential business downfalls, not just in terms of branding and voice, but actually like internal decisions. So I really like it. It's a great book and a little bit more approachable if you're just looking to get started. And then my favorite resource, and this is the one that allows us to go in so much depth with a lot of nuance. So you have an extremely customized brand voice at the end with very specific suggestions around how you talk on social media, how you talk over email, even things like who do you compare yourself to? What analogies do you use? All of this. This all comes from the combination of our experience. And we tend to use this system, which is called Archetypes in Branding. This is the book version. There's also an online version. The subtitle is A Toolkit for Creatives and Strategists. It's by Margaret Pott Hartwell and Joshua C. Chen. It's amazing because it has those 12 archetypes. Now, they do shift the name slightly compared to the ones in this book, but you can easily understand what they mean. Like sometimes different systems will say rebel and some systems will say maverick, but what they mean is the same. But this one is amazing because it goes into the subtypes. So I believe you have 5 types for each of the dominant 12 types in the system. And this allows us to get super nuanced because not only do we identify that for your main archetype, your adult dominant archetype, but we also figure out the nuanced version of both your conditioned archetype and your inherent archetype. Those kind of what you want to stay away from, but you might be tempted towards to fit in or feel accepted, and the way that you were born. Amazing. Plays a huge, huge role in the brand voice work that we do with our clients. And it makes all the difference in the world. I'll just say that. So you can also see these books on the bookshop link. It's on my bookshelf there. Or even better, you can work with us and just have this done for you. Like because of the experience that we have, we can do this for you. And usually it's about a half hour of our brand messaging experience session. And at the end of that experience session, you're going to walk away with a brand messaging Bible, which is like reading the thoughts of your ideal clients because of all the work that we've done so far, all the things that we talked about in this video. And then with the things that we're going to go to next, all the different storytelling techniques that you need to actually put this into practice. It's a beautiful book. It's like a little black book for your business, and it can help not only with marketing, but also sales decisions as well. So I really strongly recommend that if this is something that you want to get done, have it done effectively and done right, then book a discovery call with me. You can see the link in the description box below on YouTube or in the show notes on the podcast. So next are things that we're going to talk about fairly quickly because they really come about through some one-on-one work or even some personal discovery. So an example of that personal discovery would be your values as a business, because they're connected to your values as the founder. So that is super important. The other thing that's very connected, and we usually do in the same session, is identifying the villains of your ideal clients. Not necessarily that they're like actual enemies, and it's not necessarily like Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, but the things that they think at least externally are standing in their way. So if they were actually walking down a path towards the solution or the joy that your product or service provides, what do they think is standing in their way? I've had some clients discover that it's baby boomers that their ideal customers think to stand in their way. We've had some really fun examples, honestly, of just what these people are thinking. And it's important because they're like subconscious objections almost to like, I can't achieve this, or I can't benefit from that because I'm not ready, or this thing is making it impossible for me. This is a super, super light overview, but essentially identify what they think externally is preventing them from enjoying your product or service. Or another way of thinking about it is what externally is standing in their way of having a better life. Something else that we do with our clients is we put together a brand voice guardrail. So at a glance, you can see, do I use contractions or not? Do I swear or not? And it's all these decisions that are so much easier made in advance instead of in the moment. Otherwise, you'll go back and forth. Do you use the singular you? Do you use a plural you? So like you all, y'all, you guys, everyone, which one do you go for? Even if you don't specify that it's always y'all, do you go for the singular or do you go for the plural? That's a really important decision to make, because otherwise it's going to vacillate back and forth, whether you're on a video on Instagram or you're writing a sales page, and you want to make sure you've made this decision in advance. The other thing you might want to decide is, do you speak as I or we? There's a whole bunch of these little decisions to make that actually start to really add up in creating a cohesive, consistent brand voice. So that's why we put it into a simple guide. So those are some of the decisions that you can start making right now about the voice that you think you need to develop. You'll also want to have a clearly defined mission, vision, and purpose statement, three statements. And something that we often do is we'll write like an internal mission statement and an external mission statement. The internal one is the one that's defining what as a business you want to achieve. What do you want to be known for in a market compared to other people, essentially? So they're both really important. And I also like to do promises. Like, what are the promises that your brand makes to your ideal customers? And those can be really powerful. You can post individual ones on social media. You can use them on your about page. You can use them in your welcome sequence. They're so, so beautiful and so important. And then the other phrase that you want in this section is your quick pitch, which is who you are, who you help, and how you help them. Now, that sounds simple, but it takes a lot of refining. And that's why we do it towards the end of our brand messaging experience. With all of this, you can do things like write your origin story. And you can actually, what we do is we usually do an origin story as part of our brand messaging Bibles. And it's like taking all the things that we've explored and implementing them. And then the origin story is super useful because it can guide you every single time you do like a podcast interview and you have to explain, but also giant chunks of it can be taken to use for your about page if you do it right. So it's a very useful way to kind of wrap up the document. And one last thing I want to share is that your brand voice is not going to change super frequently, but it will evolve. So if you do this right, like our brand messaging Bibles do not need to change for years at a time. For years, like even visual branding, style changes. So, you know, after 5 years, maybe after 10 years, you're going to need to change up your logo. Even if it maintains the same essential elements, you're going to want to make sure it's fresh and shows the evolution that your brand has gone on. And at that point, you might want to do that with your voice too, or you might have discovered that this is a really accurate voice that absolutely resonates with your ideal people and you are embracing it more than ever. You're just really good at it now. And things like your archetypes aren't going to change very frequently because of the fact that you're an adult already, I'm assuming, unless, I mean, it would be awesome if you're like a 12-year-old starting your own business. I highly encourage you. But it's not going to shift the way that the trends around visuals change. So this is meant to last for a really, really long time. And that's why it's important that you do it right as early on as possible. Having a strong and accurate messaging process will help with everything, marketing, sales, profit, stability, your confidence when you explain what it is that you do and how you help people. Brand voice is so important. So I hope that this has been a useful walkthrough of how we create unique, one-of-a-kind brand voices for our customers that achieve what we need to achieve, which is to connect with the people that they want to serve the most while being authentic to their business values and why they're doing this in the first place. It's that common language. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you're listening to the podcast, then I want to make sure that you know that there is a YouTube channel so you can actually watch the video version of all these conversations that I'm having, I guess, at you. But I'm picturing you here in front of me. So please go check that out. We're Emma Givens Content and Copy on YouTube as well. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emma Givens Content and Copy. If you had an aha moment or insight from today's episode, let's make it stick by writing it down in a review. It would actually mean the world to me and my entire team. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, then screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Emma Givens Writer. I'd be thrilled to start a conversation with you and reshare your big aha moment with the rest of the audience. Until next time, remember, your voice matters. Let's set it free. See you next week for another episode of Emma Givens Content and Copy.